The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the interesting areas of mindfulness has to do with the topic of interest, to track what your mind is interested in. And because generally minds are always interested in something. And so even if you're bored, I can see my 11-year-old, he's very interested in his boredom. And it's sometimes a big focus. So what are you interested in? And if you were like an objective observer of your mind, what would you conclude about what interests you the most? What are the common thing, places and ways in which your attention is being used? And so it's one thing just to track that and become aware and kind of, you know, to be aware through the lens of interest, because that puts a little different perspective on what's going on, because it means that you're involved somehow. You're adding something to the mix. If you think you're just innocently, you know, daydreaming, nothing to do with me, it's impersonal, as Buddhism says, it's, you know, impersonal, it's not self, just daydreaming. Maybe. But it's possible you're interested in daydreams. Or if you're not interested, something certainly is. And that's what the hook is some interest there. So just notice, you know, what are you interested in? Not in the abstract, but in the moment, what's your mind interested in? What interest is moving your attention or into where it goes? And then in Dharma practice, there is as it matures, as it grows, a shift of interest. So there's a shift of interest. So we become disinterested in things we were interested in, and we become interested in things we weren't interested in. So, for example, we become disinterested in thinking about the past and the future, and become interested in what's happening here and now. We become disinterested in our judgments and ideas and commentary about what's happening now, and we become interested in the actual experience. We become disinterested in the byways and highways of our thoughts and become more interested in the physical, felt, lived experience that's here. We become disinterested in our attention, or our fear, or our resistance, or our pushing, and become interested in relaxing, relaxing the body. We become disinterested in all the shoulds and shouldn'ts and need to that operates in the mind, and become more interested in really feeling what is really moving through us, what's happening here, what's the desires, the feelings, the emotions, what's really going on. We become disinterested in all the thoughts about representing ourselves to the world or to ourselves, all the selfing stories and, you know, me, myself, and mine. Seeing things through the lens of me, myself, and mine becomes less and less interesting. And what becomes more interesting is the transparent quality of awareness, of mindfulness, that you don't have to see things through the lens of self. You just be present in a clear way. So as you do this morning, you might explore this topic of interest. What is your mind interested in? And when you become pretty clear what it's interested in, then is that really what you want to be interested in? Are there more interesting things and to pay attention to give your time to? Because as practice matures, there's a healthy way in which we start becoming disinterested in things that we were interested in and more interested in things that we have been disinterested in or oblivious to. And so may your interests support you. Thank you.